Hello everyone, my name is Ravi Sagar and welcome to another episode. So today I wanted to talk about whether you should start learning Jira on cloud or server. Well, in case you are trying to learn Jira on maybe cloud, then all you need to do is go to their website, Atlassian website, and just sign up and create your account. You will be able to evaluate the cloud version for 1 week, which is quite a lot of time for just getting used to the tool. And you will be able to look around all the major features of Jira. But if you are trying to basically learn Jira and maybe you are trying to understand how the administration works, then I would say that install Jira on your local computer and then set it up on your machine or maybe on a test environment. So when you install the Jira files or software files from the application files from the website, you will be able to install it on either Linux or maybe on Windows as well. You can also install it on Mac. That is also a possibility. And when you install it on your local machine, you will have a lot more time than cloud to evaluate it. So you should be able to play with it, evaluate Jira for at least a month. And you can also extend your evaluation if you think 1 hour is not enough. So for learning the Jira administration activities, I think server version is probably more suitable because that will give you access to all the features, all the customizations that you can do on server that are probably not there on the cloud. Because on the cloud version, of course, the functionality and the features are quite similar, but the level of customizations that you can do on server is quite a lot than the cloud version. Cloud is definitely good for getting used to it, maybe doing a quick evaluation. And maybe if you have never seen Jira ever in your life, then I think cloud is definitely a nice place where you can just sign up and you will have 1 week to get familiar with it. Cloud can also be a good option if you think you don't really want to host it yourself. I'm not saying that the cloud version has less features or less capabilities, but it is meant for a different type of installations. Maybe you have a small team or maybe you are not really planning to scale beyond a certain set of users, and cloud is definitely good. And when you are trying to use a tool like Jira, in the beginning, I'm sure you have a set of requirements. You want to do something with it and you really have the list of things that you're trying to achieve. Maybe you have some objectives, you have some expectations from the tool. Then go and do some analysis, both on cloud and server. And definitely you'll find a lot of references on the internet where you can take a look at the detailed comparison of cloud versus server. In my opinion, if you are a new company, maybe you have a small team and you don't really have a tool already, or maybe you want to use Jira, maybe you have heard a lot already about the capabilities of the tool, all the customizations that you can do, then definitely cloud is good and it will give you a lot of benefits. But server version has a different, different use cases, because if you think that in the next 6 months or maybe in the next 1 year, your usage of the tool will grow beyond what cloud can support. Maybe you have some specific requirements that can only be done by doing some extreme customizations, then definitely server is more relevant. But for someone who is learning the tool, for someone who is trying to get familiar with how Jira works, and maybe it is your job as an admin maybe in your organization to maybe present this report, whether cloud is more suitable or server is more suitable, or maybe you're just trying to learn Jira. From learning perspective, cloud is definitely good for maybe the first impression, but for learning all the aspects of the tool, server is definitely a better choice, in my opinion, because you can install it on your laptop, on your own machine, or maybe on your own test environment, and you have a lot of time to get familiar with all the aspects. And there's also one more thing that I think is worth mentioning. When it comes to a tool like Jira, apart from the native features, you also have the add-ons. And the add-ons are limited on cloud. So that is also you should be aware of. So go ahead and try both. Definitely try with the cloud version first for 1 week and then decide whether you really need to move to server or not. So this is all I wanted to talk about in this episode. Thank you very much.